This is the News at 5 on WRKC Wilkes-Barre.
Good evening. This is the WRKC News at 5. I'm Station Manager Jessica Mulligan. Thank you for joining us. Tonight's top stories are the inauguration and Women's March on Washington, MIC Club's Martin Luther King Day celebration, and an interview with King student and National Guardsman Max Rodriguez. We'll also get a sports update from the weekend, another edition of Music Monday, and a look at our snow-packed forecast. America experienced the 45th peaceful transition of power in its history on Friday, followed by a massive protest the very next day. News director Katie Pugh interviewed two King's professors on the subject.
The presidential inauguration is an incredible American tradition that marks, in some cases and in this one, the end of political eras. President Donald Trump became the 45th of his position on Friday and has quickly taken executive action to freeze the Affordable Care Act, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, and the hiring of federal employees, as promised in his campaign. King's College political science professor Dr. Beth Admiral discussed the importance of the American tradition of power transition.
Well, one of the hallmarks of democracy is peaceful transition, and on that marker, we've done very, very well in the United States. We've had a several century-long tradition of peaceful transitions of power. And so even though there might be controversy surrounding some of the candidates, there may be questions raised about the electoral process. People have questions about our electoral system as well. There still always has been, right, a peaceful transition of power and an expectation that will be the case for the future.
Dr. Admiral also discussed increased polarization as a result of this election season in comparison to other countries.
We are more polarized now than we were. I think the evidence supports that. Are we more polarized than other countries? That's not necessarily true. Certainly, in countries in Central Eastern Europe, there has been and continues to be significant polarization, not always along the same fault lines. Some of the polarization is more ethnic, religiously based there. In other cases, it's more rooted in economic variables than it is here. Here, it's probably more ideological than it is elsewhere, but I would say not at the same levels we see elsewhere. So, you know, I don't think we should dismiss the increasing polarization. The language that's being used against your political opponents is harsher now than it used to be. I don't think we should ignore the growing tendency in the American electorate to only read and get to know and follow people who have your same political leanings. But I also think we need to put all that within context and recognize that it doesn't necessarily portend a very gloomy future.
With the controversy surrounding the Trump presidency, action across the globe was planned for Saturday with the Women's March on Washington and sister marches in other cities. Dr. Noreen O'Connor of the English Department drove to Washington with her 11-year-old daughter, Rose, to participate in the march. She talked about the mood on the National Mall.
It was amazing. It was very, very positive, even lighthearted, I would say. I think the organizers expected 200,000 when they applied for their permits and everything. And as soon as I got there and got off the metro, even before we got on the metro pretty far away because we parked way up far, you could tell that it was going to be so many people. But the mood in the place was so positive. Everybody was so respectful of one another. So many people in one place. And my understanding from the reports I've heard is that there wasn't one arrest of all those people. There wasn't any kind of group that got a little bit out of control.
Dr. O'Connor described what she thought the march meant for women's rights going forward.
Yes, I want to say I think the march was effective in conveying a really strong message. When I looked at the press coverage the next day, for example, what I saw on the cover of the New York Times was a huge picture of the march with a very positive headline about thousands voiced their concerns. The White House, which seems to be completely out of step with responding to what is a very incredibly American kind of thing. So I'm not sure how effective it was at influencing the people inside the White House, but I don't know if that matters because there are so many other people that need to hear it.
For the WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Katie Pugh.
Martin Luther King Jr.'s legacy has continued for generations, and in a time when racial relations are strained, examining his message has become even more important. Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn attended the Multicultural and International Club's MLK celebration.
Despite a divisive country on many fronts, the King's College community gathered on the third floor of the campus center last Monday for a program that honored the life and legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. The free program featured student skits, reflecting, dancing, and even some choral music. The program's biggest question and its theme was, "Can the dream become our reality?" After a skit that reflected upon the question, "Are all men created equal?" the program then reflected on four of Dr. King's ideas. The first was about the idea that all men are created equal. Dr. Ibrahim Al-Mekki, president of the Islamic Association, INIPA, described the Islamic tradition in connection to Dr. King.
At King's, and maybe it's meant to be this way. So to really realize that we all are equal. You know, and this is the message that we are talking about today. So, Reverend Martin Luther King, he have lived his life and he gave his life to deliver this message to us. So I'm going to just go through a couple of things to understand the equality from Islamic point of view. And I'm sure it is the same concept from all religions. One basic element in the value system of Islam is the principle of equality or equity. This value of equality is not to be mistaken or confused of identicalness. There's differences, yes. Islam teaches that in the sight of God, all people are equal, but they are not necessarily identical.
The second reflection went back to Dr. King's quote about judging people not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. Rabbi Roger Lerner talked about figures in history, such as Moses, on their character.
I really don't believe in heroes. It's a hard statement to say. I don't believe in heroes. I believe in teachers, people to learn from, people to look up to even, but not heroes. I personally really don't have a hero. I look at Martin Luther King and am absolutely amazed at what he's done. I look at Gandhi, amazed, blown away at the things that he's accomplished. I look at the Bible and I see the incredible people that are talked about in the Bible and I am amazed, but I wouldn't want to consider them heroes. Consider Moses in the Bible. When he was young, he murdered a man, right? He wasn't a nice guy to start. He grew up in the household of Pharaoh.
After a dance that painted a story about the content of character, the third speaker, Father Chase Pepper, used Dr. King's quote, "You have to keep moving forward," and tied it with now former President Barack Obama's farewell address.
An optimist might say it's a grind, but there are sure signs of hope happening out there among us. We are, in ways, moving forward societally, perhaps with staggering steps, maybe not with great strides, but nevertheless moving forward to a truer place of peace and unity and equality with each other. President Obama gave a passionate farewell address this past week in Chicago, where this was his message. He was an optimist moving forward and looking at the possibilities ahead of us.
The fourth quote talked about the motif of "Let Freedom Ring." Reverend Sean Walker reminded the audience about where freedom stands in our society today.
So, yes, I am absolutely free by the letter of the law. We must not ever look past that freedom that is to be embraced and to be experienced above and beyond just the letter of the law that allows us to be able to drink from the same water fountain or to eat in the same food establishments. But it is that freedom that allows each and every one of us to be who God has created us to be, and that without prejudice, and that without being imprisoned figuratively.
The program concluded with a joint choir performance with the King's Gospel Choir and the Mount Zion Baptist Church Choir. I will leave you now with an excerpt of Bishop Paul Morton's arrangement of "We Shall Overcome." For the WRKC News at 5, I'm Social Media and Promotions Director John Flynn.
One King student decided to go against the grain and took a semester off of college to join the National Guard. Now back at King's, Max Rodriguez talked about his experiences with the National Guard and how it feels to be back on campus. Program Director Nick Rotundo spoke with Max about his experience.
While at King's College, you hear plenty about education and preparing students for the real world. However, one student decided to make his own path. Junior economics major Max Rodriguez has recently come back to King's after missing a semester to join the National Guard. Max gave some insight on why he decided to join.
I decided to join National Guard because I always wanted to serve my country. I was going to do it straight out of high school, but my parents didn't think it was a good idea. And I decided to do it now because I do it now or never do it. And I feel like I did it at the right time because of school and everything.
Leaving the area for the first time was tough for Max. He then went on to explain how he felt.
They sent me off to Forest Hill, Oklahoma for basic and job training for 5 months. It was a lot of firsts. It was the first time leaving my house, going to the west side of America, first time being on the plane, first time living with other people, and it was just a lot of firsts, and it was a good experience. I met a lot of spectacular people in training that I will never forget.
Just like any person that is on their own for the first time, Max missed a lot of things. He then went into some detail on some of the key things that he missed most.
One thing I missed the most was my family. I'm always living with my family. It was the first time leaving my family. And I also missed my friends. And during training, I received letters from my friends and family, which was really got me through all the training. And now that I'm back, I'm happy to see my family and friends.
You could say that being back at King's College is kind of a culture shock for Max as he tries to adjust back into the college way of life. Max talked about how he feels to be back at college.
It's a big transition from like military classes to being in a civilian educational setting. I just feel great being back. I've come back with a different mentality. I came back with more of goals for myself.
Finally, Max, like any other college student, has goals for when he graduates, something he has to still think about. However, he has some sort of a basis. Max is very excited to see where the road takes him and went into detail explaining what he wants to do after graduation.
One of my goals right now is to finish my education at King's. And if I decide to go officer, I will use my bachelor's degree to go to officer candidate school to become an officer and see where it takes me from there. I'll either go active duty or just stay in the National Guard. I don't know yet, but I'm just taking it day by day. And this is my goals for right now, is just finish school.
You can also find Max giving back to the community, working with the college's service fraternity, Sigma Kappa Sigma. For WRKC News at 5, I'm Program Director Nick Rotundo.
Coming up next, we'll listen to a recap of this weekend's sports, a Music Monday full of tracks from over the break, and a look at tonight's Nor'easter on the weather.
There's always a moment of truth where it's either put up or shut up. We were yelling our hearts out. Even in our weakness, even in our pain, we continue to push. I don't know where the pain went to, but all I know is that I had what it took. I am a United States Marine.
DFC Darrell Willis serves his country as a Marine. Will you? Visit Marines.com or call 1-800-MARINES.
Hi, this is Jeff Tweedy from Wilco, and you're listening to WRKC 88.5 Wilkes Barre.
The News at 5 continues on 88.5 WRKC Wilkes-Barre. This is your sports director, Dan Stokes, with your Monarch Sports Update. The men's and women's swim team has a 6-4 record on the season. When the Monarchs returned from break to the Scandalon Pool, King suffered three defeats, a 143-114 loss to Misericordia University, a 135-124 loss to Messiah College, and a 183.5-75.5 loss to Arcadia University.
Kings traveled to Williamsport, Pennsylvania on Saturday. The Monarchs picked up two victories against Lycoming College and FDU Florham. Kings returns to the pool this Saturday against Wilkes University. Freshman Kirsten Suey broke the school record in a 100-meter breaststroke. The Lady Monarch basketball team has a 3-13 overall record on the season. The women's team came into the new year by dropping games to Delaware Valley and Eastern University. The Lady Monarch snapped an 8-game losing streak against Ramapo College. This game had two career milestones. Senior captain Kayla Fairheller recorded her 1,000th career point in the program. Junior captain Olivia Hoffman set the King's College record with her 208th career block. She followed that up with her 209th. After the slump-busting win, the Lady Monarchs suffered three straight losses to FDU Florham, Manhattanville, and Misericordia. This Saturday, the Lady Monarchs played crosstown division rival Wilkes University. The Lady Monarchs played their best game of the season by defeating Wilkes 71-61. Alexis Stieber led the way with 17 points. Olivia Hoffman posted a double-double with 14 rebounds and 13 points. The Lady Monarchs returned to the court in Center Valley, Pennsylvania against DeSales University this Wednesday. The men's basketball team were on a 2-game losing streak before they embarked on a tournament trip to Florida. Since suffering two losses in Florida, the Monarchs lost 5 games after that. The Monarchs played arch-rival Wilkes University on Saturday. The Monarchs scratched and clawed to fight back in the game at some points trailing and then leading. With the final 2 minutes to play, the Monarchs lost the lead. Wilkes' leading scorer, Marcus Robinson, hit a 3-pointer and was fouled on the play to go to the free throw line to tie the game. The Monarchs and Colonels traded points back and forth. With the final seconds left, Robinson put up a shot and missed at the buzzer, but he was fouled on the shot. It was a controversial call. Robinson went to the free throw line and missed his first of 3 shots. Half of his second left on the clock, the Monarchs put up a Hail Mary shot that went off the backboard, and the Monarchs dropped their 10th straight game. Earlier in the season, the Monarchs were predicted to finish third in the MAC Freedom Conference. The Monarchs return to the court tonight at home against Muhlenberg College at 7 p.m. WRKC will be bringing you live action from the game. This has been your Monarch Sports Update for the WRKC News at 5. I'm Sports Director Dan Stokes.
You're listening to Music Monday on the WRKC News at 5. My name's Therese Ruffsedge, Music Director here, and I'm your host for today's installment of the program. The first track I'll be sharing with you today is a brand new release from Wildlife titled Out on Your Block. It was recorded in Atlanta on a shoestring budget, but marks a big sonic leap forward for the group, never compromising its charmingly ragged aesthetic. Wildlife's bright and brash rock and roll attitude updates 70s punk, glam, and garage rock with the modern age in this record. Singer Dave Feldman notes that Out on Your Block is about, quote, wanting to move through life at the speed of sound at any cost, and these 10 new songs speak to the themes of ethereal youth. So without further ado, we're going to play a sample of the fourth track on that album titled Deadbeat. Latmer House has released Hey on Honk Records. Guitar-driven prog rockers cover a lot of ground on their new follow-up to 2012's All the Rage. Hey touches on issues from haywire economics and pollution to political strife. Recorded with the help of a neighborhood gang of groovers and shakers who dropped in to play, sing, and drink tea, Latimer House is fueled by pounding drum beats, high-energy guitar riffs, and classic 60s, 70s rock, funk, and new wave. We're going to play a sample of the third track on this album, titled Content.
Download, upgrade, mobile device. Get the kid hooked, it supports a share price. Download, upgrade, mobile device. Get the kids hooked, it supports the share price. Everyone stoned on content, piped and beamed into hungry eyes. Consumer demand, aggregator.
Chilling and emotional, Alban Lee Meldalew pours his soul into his new 5-track EP, Lovers. We're going to play a sample of the second track on that album titled Lulu. This has been Therese Roughsedge, music director here at WRKC for Music Monday. If you enjoyed today's program, don't forget to tune in each weekday at 5 to hear the latest and greatest hits on college radio.
And now the weather. Tonight we will have a wintry mix of rain, sleet, and snow with a low of 35. Tomorrow will also be a wintry mix with a high of 38. Wednesday will be partly sunny with a high of 47. Evening classes are canceled tonight due to inclement weather. Starting this week, the Corgan Library is open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And there will be a blood drive on the third floor of the campus center from 10 to 4 p.m. on Thursday. There is an emergency need for blood in the area. This has been the WRKC News at 5. I'm station manager Jessica Mulligan. Have a magnificent Monday.
This has been the News at 5 on WRKC, Radio Kings College, Wilkes-Barre.